And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to week 18 of Friday Night Locks. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Gentlemen, you ready to make some cash?
Ready to make some cash? Week 18. Sheesh.
What's up, Jen?
I think shades of Michael Jordan in the infamous flu game. Oh. You guys are playing both under the weather, baby under the weather. And look, you might have your best podcast of the whole season today.
That's the dream, right?
That is the dream.
Play
what
hurt.
We dream about.
Play hurt. They write books about it, baby.
I like it.
Oh, it's our first adventures into the land of sick baby.
Fine line. You as a dad, no. Always defer to the mom. Yes, you have nothing to gain by trying to make power moves on your own with what you think and with what you don't think, because the mom ultimately has the connection deeper. And
not true.
Listen,
dude, spoken like a veteran already.
You gave birth to the guy, so I defer to you. However, as I did mention to her yesterday, he's gonna probably be sick 10,000 more times. So we can't do this every time.
But to that I say, this is our first time being this being sick. So it's a little.
Let's take a picture of it.
Well, speaking of babies and firsts, you've had a lot of firsts this year. First Christmas with a newborn. How was your New Year's Eve? Did you trade in the alcohol, cocaine, and fireworks for a pacifier, a Snuggie? What'd you guys do?
No, we didn't. Actually.
Sober.
We kept all included.
Good.
In the New Year's. Night,
so. Sober New Year's. And then on New Year's Day.
Sober New Year's. Okay.
Sober New Year's.
New Year's Day, I made my chili.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tradition. And this one's like, is it ready yet? Is it ready yet?
I mean, it's just
is
a
it
game.
Ready? I go, listen, game. 4 o'clock. No.
Nope. You said 3.
Not waiting till 4 o'clock. I'm like,
I said to you,
the meat has to fall apart.
No. Listen, I said to you at 11 a.m., I looked you in the face and I said, I need you to be honest with me. I'm going to ask you a question. What time is the chili going to be ready?
Chili, and you said, there's no answer. There's no true answer.
Jason, it was 3:03.
I said around 3 p.m. I said around. There's no knowing.
We can't rush greatness, can we?
The simmer decides. The simmer is different every time. The simmer decides.
Relax.
And the thing is, the funniest thing is, I waited an extra hour and it was better. And she forgot her Hawaiian roll, which I rubbed in when I had my chili. Oh, look what you forgot. A Hawaiian sweet roll.
You guys are party animals.
Yeah. We took him for a walk. What a day, right? What
no,
a day.
No, we had his car. Nana and GP got him a new
buggy
car. A buggy. So, a
buggy. The one with the handle on the back.
Yeah. The
I love that.
Yeah.
I love
and
that.
And he just chills. He just like kicks it. And he's got his cup holder. It's
fantastic.
A stick.
We took some sweet shots, not alcohol shots. We took some sweet pictures.
Pictures.
Yeah. Photoed pictures of his first car.
And speaking of first, I just have to say on this network.
Uh-oh.
This is the first.
Whoa.
Friday Night Locks onesie. And that's not for her or me.
Fantastic.
And this also comes in gray.
Look at you. You got a merch store over there.
So just remember, guys, www.sendmecash.justindana.sendmecash. Yeah. Fund me, go.
We can put our logo on anything.
Yeah. So this guy's got onesies. That's all I'm saying. He's got
you guys
onesies.
Are hustling, and I like
We're
it.
Hustling. And I like it. How was your New Year's, man?
Long story short.
Well, Carly and I went and we had a very nice dinner at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Love it.
Because we eat, remember the restaurant? This is such an inside reference. There's a restaurant in Los Angeles called Nibblers.
Of course.
Forever. It's closed now. But Nibblers was known for like catering to old folks. And like the prime dinner hour was like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I love that.
My parents used to take us, and my dad would always joke that all the waitresses were also versed in CPR. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just like, if you're eating at 5 o'clock at Nibblers, like you are definitely 60 or older.
Yeah.
So Carly and I are now keeping Nibblers hours.
Wow.
We ate at 6 o'clock, and her mom had just gotten out of the hospital, and Carly didn't want her mom to be alone. So I spent most of New Year's on my mother-in-law's couch, and I don't know that I had any more like bad habits or old New Year's Eve fun times than you guys did. Mine was mine actually seems more sedate than yours. I didn't even get chilly.
Oh man.
But sometimes that's okay to just chill.
Also, I want to make a Nibblers reference. When we were in high school, they had beer, and it was like in a basement, like San Vicente and Wilshire-ish.
Yes, sir.
And you could smoke.
Oh, smoke.
Cigarettes?
Just saying. You had a smoking
Not
section.
Not saying you did, but you can.
Not saying I did.
Life was different then for all of us.
It was very different, and was like, we're going to Nibblers.
Oh Nibblers.
Well, all the old folks.
This episode will be called Week 18.
Nibblers.
Oh, Nibblers.
Oh, yeah. Well, whether you're young parents like yourselves or old parents like me, either way, we're not raising the roof on New Year's anymore. No. It seems those days are long gone. Yeah.
No.
So if anybody's listening and they had anything besides chili and a 6 o'clock dinner, then let us know. We've been appreciating the comments lately.
Yeah. Got some suggestions in the comments for next year.
Yeah.
It's greatly.
You know, it's funny. They have these things on social media. They'd say, you know, people put them friends of ours and old friends, you know, Facebook and Instagram. They're all full of people you don't talk to anymore, but you always, nice car or whatever, you know. And there's this thing that goes around. And actually, Risa shots out Feel Better out there. Her and I, we always chime in on these. And one of them is, without dating yourself, name a store that's no longer in business. Pick and Save or
what?
Zodi's or whatever, right? And you know, Judy's or
mine's
whatever.
Wet Seal,
JC Penney.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking it. You could say Wet Seal. That's like 2 years ago. Could say JC Penney. I'm talking Zodi's. I'm talking Pick and Save.
What, about,
I'm
what was your mom's
Judy's.
Favorite?
My mom's favorite was May Company.
No, there's another one.
No.
Harrods or something?
What?
I don't know. Okay, anyways, go on.
No. Anyway, Woolworths, you know, all those. I would love to start one with diners and food.
That'd be awesome.
And I'm not going to go on the pod, but like Ships. Remember Ships?
Say it.
Scissors. Nibblers.
Norms.
Oh, I'm going to say one.
Do
Patties.
It. Patties in the Valley. Oh, my God. Bourbon.
Patties.
Patties.
What's the one on the one you and I used to go to?
In Burbank.
No, the old one. They used to go to Jason.
Jans.
Oh,
sorry to bring up a sad subject.
Jans.
Scoop-a-tuna.
Oh, Jans.
Man. So anyway, we're old.
Yes.
And that's why we don't make it till 12 a.m. on New Year's.
Oh, God.
12 a.m. That's crazy talk.
That's crazy talk, boy.
I celebrated Paris New Year's.
I'd say, just because we have a kid doesn't mean we can.
Yeah. I can't even finish the sentence before you're asleep. Anyways.
All right. Well, we keep rolling. All of us keep rolling.
We're going into a third year here.
Hey,
we're going into a second playoffs.
Two dads and a mom. By the way, talking about playoffs, let's just do a quick recap because I want to crow a little bit. When we win, we need to crow, celebrate the wins a little bit. Okay, so on this podcast through week 17, last week we went 3-2. Congratulations, first of all, T. 16-1 on your money line picks is, I don't even know what records have been shattered, but it's astounding. So congratulations. Thanks to you last week, we went 3-2. We are now 49-38-2 through 17 weeks on this podcast for a winning percentage of 56%. I'm not going to name any other podcast, but if your name rhymes with Malin Mowherd and you do a Blazing Five every weekend, I like his show. This is no shade. but I think he's sitting at about 54%. So those of us moms and dads who are just doing this for fun, maybe we're a little competitive. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I would like, my goal would be, because I figure four more wins, call it five with the Moneyline Mama. At, what are we at? 49 and 38 is 11 over. Let's go 15. We can lose one game.
Okay.
Let's go 15 games over 500. And if that's not enough for you, I don't know what else I can do. Because it's free, by the way. We don't charge for these picks. These are free. Okay.
We should.
So and 15 games over 500 doesn't work for any organization. I don't know what to tell you about that. So let's go at least four out of five this week and bring in the playoffs with a plus 15.
Yeah.
It's not been too shabby.
It's been a great week. And if you want to pay for our picks, we'll throw in a free onesie.
Yeah. At www.sendmecash.com.net.
Got everything.
Yeah, I'll take it. That's a yacht, right, man. You go 56% over time. That's a yacht.
All right. Obviously, we're about to get into our picks. This is a very somber week in football. Let's address what happened on Monday Night Football. We're not doctors. We're not speculators. So we're not going to sit here and, you know, pontificate. But we just want to say, obviously, thoughts, prayers to the family. And we'll see what happens. But I did see something this morning that gave me a little hope that two things. Number one, this type of injury where there's a sudden blow to the chest that interrupts your heart rhythm, that happened to a hockey player in 1998 who took a puck to the chest. Same thing happened. Passed out. Stop the heartbeat. They took him just like they did in this scenario. They took him to the hospital, resuscitated him. He made a full recovery. Mm-hmm. So that's something we can hang our hopeful hat on. And number two, I just heard this morning on a report that although he's breathing with a machine, he's requiring the machine less. Mm-hmm. So the more he breathes on his own, the more hopefully it's trending in the right direction. So both of those things, good news.
I also saw one from his one of his spokesmen today said, his business partner said, that I can't say much. I can't talk about much here, but whatever the doctors were looking for overnight, they got. So, you know what I mean? He couldn't really talk about it or get into it. Again, we're not doctors, but whatever the goal was overnight happened. So this is his now third day in the hospital. So Damar Hamlin, much love and prayers go out to you and your family. This also is a sports show. So the tricky part of this is to try to move forward with business. And that's not just us. That's the Buffalo Bills. That's the Cincinnati Bengals.
The greater NFL league.
That's the NFL, you know, in general. What do they do from here is, I guess, a question I could pose. This game was a huge, important game for playoff seeding for the AFC. And I could just do a quick rundown.
Yeah.
Buffalo is 12-3 and their game is pending. So we don't know what the outcome would have been. Kansas City's 13-3. They already played their game. Cincinnati's 11-4, game pending. So in that scenario, if Buffalo wins, Buffalo would be the number one seed because they've already beaten Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City beats the Raiders next week. Cincinnati would be the number three. KC would be the number two. The other scenario would be Buffalo loses to Cincinnati. Cincinnati becomes number two. Kansas City becomes number one. And Buffalo would go down to number three because of the seeding. We have a week 18. It's the last game of this season. There's 18 games, 32 teams playing or whatever. So what do you do here in week 18? Because you got to play out week 18. What do you do? If this was like the Bears and the Rams, they would probably say, who cares? Like they do that in baseball all the time. When they have rainouts, teams that aren't even thinking, they don't play the games. They just go, screw it. Who cares? But in this situation, you have to play this game. What do you do?
They have, I think they said they have one extra week. Obviously, I wouldn't try to cram in the game. I think you have to either push every game back and let Buff and Cincy continue the game until it's completed and then like start up a one-off on the following week. I'm just thinking to myself, what happens if they say it's a non-game? Like, it doesn't count for either side. Like, and they're just going to have 17 games on their record. What does that do to the seeding? Do you know? Like, well, does
Kansas
that mean
City would, I mean, everyone's going to,
would they call it a tie?
Everyone's going to cry, though. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Everyone's going to say, no, that's not fair. Because right. That's true. Like, Kansas City right. would say, no, we went 14-3. We've played more games. We have more wins. Buffalo would say, well, obviously this happened and that's not cool. And we already beat you guys. And then Cincinnati would say, we're only a game out. We were winning that game 7-3, damn near about to go up 14-3 in the first quarter. Wasn't looking good for Buffalo in general. For any reason, the Raiders squeezed one out against the division Chiefs. Cincinnati's number one. So there's no one's going to go quietly here.
So you think there's no way to not play it? They have to play the game. You have to play it.
Well, the NFL loses the bye week between Super Bowl, which I don't know if you remember. There were years in between, I don't call it 10 years ago. I mean, there was a couple times where the Super Bowl was played immediately. It was like championship game, Super Bowl next week. Then they started the 2-week off. Then people said it was too long. Then the NFL said, we want to be able to promote it longer. They're not moving the Super Bowl. Let's get that clear. There's too much involved. There's too much money sources
out. Do
you
think they'll go back to the non-2-week layoff?
They have
just
to just
be that
lose
one
a week.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's going
to
be weird.
On the theory, you're saying that they have to still play the game. You're saying Cincinnati has home field advantage, so they're going to have to go back to that stadium where the trauma happened.
They don't have home field advantage, but they've earned the right to play that game in Cincinnati because that's where it was scheduled. And that gives them whatever advantage
that
they
need.
But I
feel like that fact is so minor in the grand scheme of things that they could both, as both teams go, well, we'd rather play the game than not play the game. So let's just pick an unbiased field and play there. So it's
Cincinnati would lose a huge advantage. Like, you would never
do
that.
But wouldn't you rather sacrifice that huge advantage than rather take a tie or now you have a lower point score? Or
I hear what you're saying. I don't think there's going to be a tie.
You're saying T that it's too traumatic to revisit the scene
to go back to that field. But Justin's argument is that you have to go back to that field because that was their advantage.
Right.
Okay. I'd rather sacrifice that advantage and still play the game and the show must go on than mess everything up in
That's
the grand.
Very easy to say, but at the end of the day, no matter how your heart is feeling, business is business, and Cincinnati's going to want that game at home in front of their fans, period. They earned it. It's on the schedule. It's going to be
there's
super
a lot of things
eerie.
On the schedule that
it's
are going to get
super
pushed.
Eerie and super weird to have one game next weekend. Like Saturday, 12 noon, Bills play.
I don't think it says eerie when you know the story behind it.
I don't mean eerie. I mean one football game before playoffs.
And then nothing gets
And then
messed
nothing
up.
For a week.
And then nothing gets messed up.
Nothing gets messed up.
And they both continue on getting whatever points on their board. That they
However
need to
the
get.
Chips fall, then you start wild card weekend the following
I
week.
I just think sacrificing your home field advantage for this game, that's my vote. It's
that's
the
sweet.
Better situation because
that's very sweet of you.
That's
I'll
interesting.
Just go to Mile High City in Denver. I don't know, somewhere where it's or maybe same weather conditions somewhere else. I don't know. I just feel like Cincinnati could say, okay, yeah, we'll meet you halfway. That's fine.
That's very sweet.
That's actually a new wrinkle. It's very thoughtful. Yeah.
The reality of it all
on
is,
a neutral field.
There's a lot of things on the line here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, this is business. Right. Cincinnati's going to want that game played in Cincinnati. They earn that. They play their schedule the same way every other team in the NFL played the schedule. They played half their games on the road, half their games at home.
Right. I just think when
they're not
going to
want to lose that game at home. And it's going to be freaky to go back on that field to me this soon is weird. Like if this was, again, I keep saying Chicago or the Rams or whoever, if this game was at Soldier Field, no playoff implications involved, no one would have to go back to Soldier Field for a year because they're not in the playoffs. Either way, Cincinnati's in the playoffs. Someone's going to have to hit that field again in the next week, 2 weeks. That's weird. That's scary for players. That's got to be scary for players.
Sure, but that's, I'm not saying fine, but that's better than literally just setting up exactly the scene of the crime again. Mm,
They have to resume the game if you exactly play a where it was. Team,
different, whole different scenario. Sure. It's like a car accident. You go through the intersection that something happened. It's a totally different situation. Instead, if you plug in the car that got hit and then the car going this way and the exact sun at this exact moment, sure, that's literally recreating the scene. If they go back and play, you're recreating the scene. That is eerie. But if you're in there on a new day, new teams, new situation, I feel like what's, you know, done is done. It's a different, sure, it's the scene of the crime, but it's a different day.
This is why I honestly, like, you and I, Justin, will never be able to think this way somehow. That T, that's a very like thoughtful, emotional kind of solution. That here we are, we love football, we're two dads, and we're going, oh, it's not fair to Cincy and home field advantage, and they should get, and the mom comes in and says, have you thought about the trauma? Mm-hmm. Have you thought about the emotional ramifications? So I think that's a perspective that I wouldn't even occur to me.
No. And that's why I said that's very sweet and that's very politically correct. And that's coming from someone who is a mom.
Yeah, no.
Just like his mom sitting in the hospital worried sick.
Yeah.
People, no one wants to play football right now. No one. I mean, I don't. New England, Miami, whoever, no one wants to go play football and risk, because right now everyone's going to be pulling back a little bit. Nobody's going to be lighting people up every week.
But there is a show must go on. I do get paid. This is my job. Yes. So how can we make this easier for everybody? And I just feel like,
I think that's sweet.
Pick another field so nothing else gets messed up. Play the game. Do it's like September 11th almost. Do you remember like how on earth did those Yankees come out? Like, wasn't it a Yankee game on like September 14th?
That was like, a few days after.
Like, that's wild. So, I mean, the show must go on. Not in an insensitive way, but.
If you're listening, Roger Goodell, take that under consideration.
No, no shit.
Yeah.
Excuse my French.
We will also send you a
onesie. I'll submit it to Stephen A.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be the devil's advocate or.
I get it.
I'm just telling you, like.
Sure.
Someone's going to say, nope, that's not fair. We earn that right to play at
to
home.
To any situation.
Totally. No matter what is decided, someone's going to cry foul. Mm-hmm. No matter
Absolutely.
What.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I just hope this kid's okay.
Yeah, me too.
Because this is a whole different scenario in the next two, three weeks if he's not okay.
I know we're talking about this a lot, but where do you think football is going to go from here? This is like a very pivotal year in terms of injuries. I know that this might have not been from football, but doctors are saying that that exact hit, that exact heartbeat,
it was a jolt,
made him
100%,
you know, falter. So I don't know, with Tua, with everything that's happening.
No, you're smart to say Tua, because I remember, I don't know, was it week 3, week 4, the three of us had a conversation about the worst fear that the NFL could have is a death on the field, because then you're going to get everybody saying, why are we even playing this sport?
Right.
It's like,
what's
glad
the point?
But then you have to think about, like, again, I'm not taking a side, but Formula One, people crash and die. Yeah. MMA fighters get hit and die. There are sports that are violent, football among them. And I don't know how much sort of precautions or guardrails you could possibly put into place. I mean, guys that are 250 are still going to be running at you as fast as they can with helmets on. You might take one in the chest. That's a freaky fluke accident, but this is a real topic of conversation. T, since you seem to have a handle on things, what do you think? Let's say, you know, God willing, you know, the Buffalo safety comes out of this. Mm-hmm. Should there be more? I mean, obviously, I don't even want to entertain the fact that it doesn't go that way. But let's just say, hopefully, he's trending in the right direction. Should the conversation shift to what do we do to put more player safety measures in place? Or what do you think?
I don't know. I just feel like football is a contact sport, no matter mm-hmm. which way you spin it. Sure, when we're younger, there's flag football. There's things leading up to not as much contact leading up to like full force. I don't know. It's just so hard because in practice, 75% of the practice is getting hit and preparing your body for that and getting you tough enough to take those car accidents literally every play and being okay with it and getting your body in a shape or getting it in a bounce back theory. to where you can pop back up and go back into that next play. I just think that's crazy. There's so much. And sure, along your lines, you sign up for this. You know kind of what you're getting yourself into as an MMA fighter, as a race car driver, anything, any sport. I mean, even tennis, like one of the most, you know, silent sports, those balls are flying so fast that if it hits you in the right spot, lights out, that's it.
Right, right.
So I feel like in any sport, you're taking that risk by doing it.
The reality is you have to remember they're humans too.
Sure, but this year, maybe, I don't think they will, but maybe the NFL may take a little round table session and go, maybe we can implement a rule or something. There's helmet to helmet. That got X-nayed, what, how many years ago?
Yeah, but there's no way. That's the saddest part. This is the contact sport. Hockey is too. Hockey.
Maybe more physical. There's nothing you before. Can do.
You
I don't
actually
know.
Sign your there's name nothing. On the line or you don't.
Right.
There's, you let do your you, kids play football or you don't. Right. I don't know if I'm going to let Wyatt play football.
Right.
I want him to play football right now.
That's actually a really good point in that seeing all this.
You play football or you don't play football. These kids want to play football since they're 6 years old.
Yeah.
You tell them you could go to the NFL and you could get hurt. And they say, where do I sign?
Well, even in Little League and T-ball, in practice, you're getting like pitches as a catcher. You're pitch after pitch after pitch. You have to create like a barrier on your chest. And as a 5-year-old kid, doesn't that accumulate over the years and that ball hits you in that certain direction? Or I don't know. It's just every sport kind of has that danger to it. Really,
we could go on and on about this all day, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, listen, we started out saying we're going to just mention, and then it became a whole thing. Obviously, it's everybody's
scary.
Talking
it
about
it. Yes.
It affects everything. I don't think there's any elegant solution that the three of us are coming up with, but it's food for thought for everybody. And
it'll be interesting what comes from it.
Yes. So why don't we pivot, get into our picks? It's the last week of football, week 18. I can't wait to hear what the Moneyline Mama has in store this week. The record of 16-1, you could do no wrong, but it would be nice to be 17-1.
No,
what you gonna do now?
Okay, let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Please don't forget to like and subscribe our channel. Please give us a thumbs up and a comment. We would really love to hear from you. And if you're listening to us, thanks for listening to us. And rate and review and send it out. Tell your peeps. Give us a listen. Thank you. Okay, so this week, I don't know. I'm just, I just don't know. There's so many.
That's honest.
Not so many teams. There are many teams that I could pick that are just obvious. And there are some teams that I could pick that are on the fence. And then there are some teams or some games that I could pick that who knows. Eagles are a favorite of mine right now.
Sure.
I feel like that's kind of a solid choice. And then adding in the Bills thing, that just messes my mind up because I don't know what's going to happen from that. I don't know if any of the other games are going to change because of what's happening. It's just a wild situation that's kind of happening. I don't know. I like the Ravens, but they're playing the Bengals. Obviously, we don't know what's happening with that. It's all over the board right now.
You gotta go with your gun. Remember, don't think too much.
I know, and that's my...
You're thinking too much.
Of course, 49ers against the Cardinals, who are awful. Absolutely awful.
That's a lock.
I mean, they're at home, too. 49ers are at home, so...
I'm trying to get the number one seed.
No. Is it good to take a simple one? Keep it simple, stupid. I don't know.
This is becoming very tense all of a sudden.
For someone that said to us so many times, you can't think too much. Just do it.
She's
reading the entire football schedule the next week,
of course,
ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know what to pick. And then the Lions, which you love the Lions, because you've not watched the Lions game. They're playing the exact same score, Packers. They have the exact same... they're literally riding in the same spot.
Lord.
I don't know.
What's it going to be?
I don't know. I think I may need to be continued. And then at the end, I'll give my, that's fun.
Okay.
So to be continued.
To be continued. Now everybody has to stay till the end.
Yeah. And then we'll go back to the future. Yay. Right. Okay. Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get into it, and I'm not gonna waste any time.
Yay!
Especially if we're going back to revisit the one pick. I love the Jags this week.
Okay.
Josh Dobbs is starting for Tennessee. I don't think that's the answer. The one thing that's scary about that is that Derrick Henry has a lifetime career of just running amok against the Jags and the Texans. Like those two teams, he goes crazy. But I think it's a little too late for Tennessee. And I know that I always break out the banjos and I always try to give them their love. And I think it's a little too late. I think that team fell apart. I think they've lost 7 in a row, something ridiculous. They were like 7-2 and now they're like 8-8 or whatever. It's a breakdown in many ways. You pick a quarterback number one and then you pick a guy up off the street and start him. For that reason and that reason only, this is a must win. This is for the division. All the marbles for Jacksonville was the worst team in all of football last year. They're at home. Their place is going to be nuts. They haven't made the playoffs since, I think, 2015. And I just think that this is a no-brainer. It's under a touchdown, which I like. I think Tennessee has a hard time scoring. And I remember last week when I was waffling back and forth about, should I take Jacksonville or should I take the Commanders and this and that? We all know how that went. Jacksonville rolled Texans. And I think that that's kind of their game plan nowadays, is to just steamroll and score, score, score. And I think that this is 6.5, not easy, especially for a game with all the marbles, but I love it for that reason. I think it's 6.5 for a reason. And I'm going to take for my first pick of the week, the Jags.
Lock it up.
So unless there's any further ado, I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
For my next pick, I think that it gets into, I'm not so much going to, like I said 2 weeks ago, who needs it? Who doesn't need it? They all need it at this point. But now the question is, do they have enough to do it? Like, you know, Miami needs it. Now they have no quarterback. Unfortunate, right? Who else? The Steelers need it. The Patriots need it. The Jets need it. So there's a few things that would be there. But my number one play of this week will be the, I hate to do it, but, and I know you are pretty much off Washington, Jay, but I think the Dallas Cowboys fighting for the division. It's another touchdown game. And I think that the Cowboys, 7.5 tells me that they roll. I think Washington's playoff dreams are over. I think Carson Wentz, I can't put another nickel on that guy. That guy's just, he's scarred me in so many ways. Cowboys are rolling right now. This would be a good way to get them into the playoffs on some kind of a momentum thing. And I think that 7.5 tells me, 10.5 tells me, 14 tells me blowout. I don't know what I saw at the end of that Washington game last week that we all had money on. Washington realizing that they were down by 2 touchdowns and all the squirming and hustling to try to like score quick and all that. And then they just kind of all were like, whatever, dude, this is done. And I think that's going to be the attitude for them this week. So I'm kind of chalky this week, but give me the Cowboys, America's team here, -7.5. And what do you guys think?
You were riding on the Commanders for a couple weeks.
They were hot, they switched their quarterback out. I think, yep. You know, Heineke might have played better than Carson Schitz last week, but whatever. So I'm going with it. Take it or leave it. Give me America's team, the Cowboys. Ride, baby, ride. -7.5, and I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
You guys know the Alanis Morissette song, was it called Isn't It Ironic? Is that the song?
Yes, it's ironic. Like, just ironic.
It's just ironic. Called Ironic? Okay. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan, but I'm vaguely aware. I know you guys like to play. What's it called?
Jagged Little Pill.
Okay. To get back to our Broadway roots, which that's
absolutely
the next podcast.
You're going to get a call from your son.
That's the core of all football.
Let's go. Broadway. Let's go Broadway. So I'm going to be the rain on your wedding day, as the song says. I am going to be the turd in the punch bowl. When you think about turds, I want you to think about me. No, nobody. Okay.
I would never.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
You're such a turd, dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when everyone's having a good time, here come the thunderclouds, yeah. And that's me. When you're on the dice for 20 minutes and you're hitting all your sixes and your eights, and I say seven out. So
I'm hearing the song now. It's so funny. Yeah. It's like,
that's,
you know,
right. I'm going.
But it just didn't break.
My two picks today are going to be spoilers. These are teams that are going to spoil your season. And the first team that's going to spoil your season is your hometown aforementioned Las Vegas Raiders playing the Kansas City Chiefs and getting 9.5 points.
Chiefs never cover.
When was the last time the Chiefs covered a 5-point spread?
Never.
Okay. I looked up this morning, not that we're super stat driven. I think the Chiefs are 4-11 this year covering spreads.
Every year.
I like the Raiders at home. I like the rain on a wedding day. I think Stidham, where'd he come from? But he knows that system. Mm-hmm. Davante Adams went mental. Mm-hmm. Josh Jacobs, Waller's back. Renfro, they got the whole squad. Crosby's on fire. I think that they are not a pushover. And I think that they got some fire last week. And I think that continues this week.
Yeah.
And I think they're not just going to go, okay, Kansas City, you're playing for the one seed. Here you go. It's a huge rivalry.
They play them
rivalry.
Tough, too. They play them tough all the time.
I'm going to tell you right now, my money's on the Las Vegas Raiders. Wow. In the spoiler section, plus 9.5.
You think they can win the game?
Sheesh. And sprinkle on the money line.
Wow.
I don't think the Chiefs know that this new system, good luck covering Davante Adams, yeah. Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs. I heard one of the linebackers for San Fran last week said playing against Josh Jacobs is the best running back he's ever played against.
Wow.
Stidham, I'll take it. Give me 9.5 points with the home team and give me the Raiders. What do you guys think?
I hate to say it because we could be so wrong and this game could be a blowout and then this is all for naught.
Totally.
This is their season. This is their finish up smart. You're at home. You don't have to get on a long plane ride, season's over type thing. Go ahead and knock it out. Get crazy Vegas style and kick their butts. Why not?
Love
it. Their booties.
Why not?
Kick okay. Then I'm going to take the Las Vegas silver and black. Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And for my second pick, I'm going to continue with my theme, contrarian.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm going to say that my sister moved to Vashon Island, which is a ferry ride over from Seattle. All of her kids are Seahawks fans, and I believe it. Yeah, I think they listen.
They turned in the Rams jerseys?
Yes, turned in the Rams jerseys.
Oh, no.
Now it's Seahawk Nation. And my apologies ahead of time. The Rams are going to win this game.
You just...
What?
I just don't...
The Rams are going to win this game.
Don't the Seahawks need to get into the playoffs?
That's exactly why the Rams are going to win this game. And if they don't win this game, they're for sure going to cover 6.5. And I heard Sean McVay say he loves the way the team is playing. He loves the intensity. They're going to start everyone. Baker Mayfield, the running defense for Seattle cannot keep up with Akers, who's really running the ball well. I think that Jalen Ramsey is going to cover Lockett, Metcalf. It doesn't matter. I like the Rams a lot in this game. I think they catch Seattle. I know it's hard to play up there, but Seattle lost their heart and soul, their defense, their middle linebacker, who's number 3 in the league in tackles. He's not playing. I think the Rams are going to run. And then just when you think they're going to run, Baker is going to pass to Van Jefferson. And I like the Rams in the underdog spot. I think they hate Seattle. I think they want to spoil Seattle's playoff chances. They want to be the rain on the wedding day. They want to build the casinos in Vegas. And I'm playing with the house. I'm playing the don't pass. I'm playing my SoCal represent the Rams. And you used to be the Raiders, so thematically I'm on point this week. Give me the LA Rams in the spoiler spot. And if they don't, sprinkle on the money line, they cover the 6.5. What do you guys think? You hate that.
I don't hate it. It's just every time the Rams play well, then they get blasted.
Yeah.
I mean, they got flambéed by the Los Angeles Chargers in the other locker room last week.
They did.
I think it was 31-10 or something. Just smashed. I like it because I don't think that Seattle can run the ball against that D-line. And I just think that Geno's coming back down to earth a little bit. But I do know that Seattle needs this, don't they? So
they need it. Again, that's why I think, like, I'm going contrarian.
I hear you.
I'm going big dogs.
I got no skin in the game, but I got your back. Go Rammies.
What's Seattle's weather this weekend? Do we know?
I don't know.
I feel like that's
probably
a
rainy.
On your wedding day?
I was to guess.
Yeah.
Probably rainy with a bit of clouds.
Is it going to rain in Seattle?
I don't know. They're at January. Home, too. I don't know.
You think the sun will be shining in Seattle?
But you know what, T? Don't act like you're 16-1 over here from the weather report and all kinds.
Did you check the weather, jerky?
I'm guessing Seattle's going to be rainy.
Yeah. I'm thinking...
What day are they playing? Sunday?
Yes.
47 and rainy.
Good.
Good.
When can we move to Seattle?
And then you slide another 100 on the table.
Yeah, the more rain, the better.
When are we all moving to Seattle?
Sheesh.
I apologize. I apologize to my sister and her family. The Rams, get it done.
Okay.
Wow. Are you locking that up?
Lock that up.
Lock it up.
Woo, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Does that leave us with the cliffhanger?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We forgot. Don't think we forgot about Dre.
Little Miss 16-1.
And knock it off.
Just spit it out.
Gotta knock it off. Eagles.
Wow.
I just think the Giants are. I think they believe that good season. Let's try again next year. And I think they're going to take all their starters off the field.
Giants are in the playoffs. They don't care. They're in.
Right. So I don't know.
And they got smashed. They got smashed when they played Philly in Philly.
Yeah. Eagles need it.
I'm just going to do the Eagles because I feel like that's.
I think that's a. I mean, this is for the whole number one seed in the NFC.
No, you said Hurts is coming back, Jay?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
So that's what I'm going for. Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. Let's recap the final FNL for week 18 regular season before we enter the playoffs. The Moneyline Mama says, if you want to win, take those birds down in Philly. She likes the Eagles. Justin is Mr. Chalkmaster this week. Surprising for you. Take the Jags, -6.5. Trevor Lawrence playing out of his mind. Dallas, -7.5. I went the other way. I am not Mr. Chalk. I am Mr. Dog. Take the Raiders, +9.5 against the Chiefs. Take the other SoCal team, LA Rams, +6.5. And that's our show.
Wow. I'm thinking about all that. And what I just said earlier was, you know, let's go 4-1 and 15 games over. I'm taking the chalkiest crap on the board. You're taking two of the hugest.
Ugly. Like,
when they say dead
disgusting.
Dogs.
Like, nothing to play for.
These guys are laying on their, they're on three legs.
They're ready to take their vacations.
They've already booked their Hawaii trip.
Just so crazy it might work.
Yeah. And if they make the playoffs, they're like.
Yeah. Some of these guys are flying out of Vashon Island straight to Hawaii.
Yeah. And you're about to mess up their plans.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I love that.
Well, guys, we did it. And so the cheers is to 2 years of FNL. The playoffs are next, and we'll be there for that, too. Cheers and prayers go out to DeMar Hamlin and his family, the Buffalo Bills, the NFL, and everybody out there. Realize that life is short and fleeting, and you've got to protect it every day you can. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Eat the book.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.